So let's give this set of practices a name. Sound writing.
Sound writing. I love it.
I love it too.
So let's spend a few minutes dreaming big about all the reasons that we're excited about the practice of sound writing. I can't imagine us starting out any other way.
Okay, so students benefit when they practice sound writing in the classroom. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's a great claim. And teachers also benefit when they assign sound writing in the classroom.
So when students record their own voices and produce the recordings for sound writing projects, they're positioned as powerful rhetors, working in a mode that they intuitively understand because, you know, they do it every day, right? Speech.
Yeah, and their identities are expressed through their voices, and students can be really powerful agents when they blend their voices through other recordings that they choose to gather from their everyday lives.
Absolutely. Let me interject, though, that we also want to talk about sound writing that does not include voices.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be voice exactly. I'm with you. I'd call it sound writing in my class if a student were producing an audio piece that was composed just of sounds or music, whether the student found or recorded those sounds.
Okay, good. We're on the same page with that. You're also making me think about how sound writing naturally invites students to consider affective possibilities in compositions. So, like how voices and sounds and music and the layering combine to encourage an emotional response in the audience.
Yeah, when we hear sounds, they very naturally affect us on all levels.
Sound writing encourages composers. And we don't just mean musical composers, right? Right? We mean...
Yeah. Any people. People who compose in any rhetorical mode.
Those who compose. Sound writing encourages composers to think of their relationship to time, including big picture things like how long a piece should be. Scope, I guess?
Yeah, but, you know, time also includes the details of how fast voices should
how
speak.
How fast voices should speak.
How quickly transitions should take, when the audience might need to take a moment to pause. You know, like those moments in This American Life where it's like music moment. But there's also the question about when details should be summarized or when they should be compressed. You have to think about all those time-related things when you're working with sound.
So this is a concern of anybody who's trying to compose in a time-based medium.
Sure. Anyone who watches a video online or listens to a podcast, I mean, how long it is something that the audience sees right away. They're always wondering, what am I getting myself into in terms of time?
Sure. It's one of the first considerations for anybody who wants to read that text, but also an initial consideration for someone who's going to create or compose a text like that.
Yeah. So sound writing in the classroom helps students practice composing in that kind of rhetorical situation.
True. And one of the things that makes it even easier to make some of those decisions about time is the access that we now have to tools to use in composing with audio.
Yeah, that's a good call. We do have more modern tools these days. I mean, I remember when I was making complicated mixtapes in the 90s where I was plugging the tape player into the back of the TV and then into the back of the record player. It was a lot more time consuming to get that exact right clip and then hit record at the exact right time. Our digital tools really simplify this stuff and it make it easier to bring it into the classroom.
Absolutely. And we're fortunate now that so many schools have some of those tools already on hand. We don't have to expect a jerry-rig our gear in order to accomplish this stuff. We have laptops and we have computer labs loaded with free audio editing software. And just about every student in my classroom has a smartphone that can record stuff. Is that true for you too?
Well, yeah, of course. But it's not 100% across the board in all universities or for all students. We shouldn't pretend it is. But on the other hand, we know that a lot of people do have access to make audio projects for free.